Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on this ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Fear with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
If you wanna feel paradise, then look around and you life anew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Hold your breath.
Welcome back to the Playground of Life, the play experience. I am Ombasa Sophia, always one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, all love. And right now I'm in a state of sweet surrender. Surrender to the Most High, the one love, the one mind, the one heart of us all. Heart. We think about heart, we think about compassion, we think about, sometimes we think about pain, because sometimes we are hurt by a certain scenario or situation or person. We often take this pain and bury it very deep throughout our years, you know, allowing it to have complete and utter power over what we do, who we are, why we are, who we're with, who we're not with, what we say, what we don't say. It's a powerful influence, the pain of the past that, you know, it looms over our lives, you know, in our everyday experiences. And most times, we can't even see this until something triggers it, you know? At the top, you heard Pure Imagination with George Gorillaz. You can find his music on evzonemusic.com. And you talk about pure imagination, you know, people run from it. Oh, that's just fake. That's not real. Imagining it is not going to do anything when the power of the mind is a gift. It's a gift if we choose to use every part of our brain. It's time. It's time to return to ourselves, and it's time to return the power, to reclaim this power that we have allowed to get away from us somehow through our experiences. You ever notice how the waves of water will penetrate rock? Yes, penetrate. It wears it down. The formless breath. Our breath is just this fluid and just this liquid, if you will. It flows just like the water, just like our blood, our life force. And yet we take it for granted how important it is. Our breath can take us to a state of healing more powerful than anything else can do. All we have to do is bring that purpose, that will, and merge it with the Creator's will, because we have that gift. The purposefulness of our mind and of our will will lead us to the divine mind, to the Creator's mind. We tap into a supernatural love, a love that nothing can get past. Nothing passes this love. This thinking and directing your thoughts consciously and focusing on what you want to see within yourself is tapping into this Creator's mind. All it takes is just allowing yourself the permission to just go within. Go into your inner self. Close your eyes or not close your eyes. However you want to do it, go into your safe and sacred space and allow your calm, deep breath to take you deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself. Your breath, you ride the wave of it. The wave, it's like the water, it's like the wave. You take yourself into it and you get what you need to get by intuiting it. From deep within yourself, you allow your inner being to answer these questions right now. How do you value yourself? How healthy is your self-esteem? How positive are you about your self-image? Are you consistent in reaffirming yourself that you are worthy, capable, lovable, and desiring? And deserving of your good? Because at some point in time, there were gifts disguised as people, situations, who caused you to really know without a shadow of a doubt what you want in your life and what you really do prefer. Because why? It shows you what you don't want in your life. So right here, I'm right here and I'm right there with you on this playground of life. Because there's none of us who are exempt from these lessons, you know? So, I say let's go on a healing passage. And I'm going to take it with you right here, right now, on this playground of life. You ready? Let's go. I'm ready. Relax. Find yourself a relaxing place, a relaxing space. Where you will not be disturbed. Settle in. Lie down, sit up, whatever works for you. Gently place your hand upon your heart space. Taking in deep breaths, allowing your mind to become quiet. Breathe in deeply. Just allowing the love light, the gentleness to enter your heart space through the palms of your hands. Lovingly embracing now your heart space. concentrate on your breathing. Breathing deeply. Breathing completely. Full circle. And now allow the pain. Grief. Sorrow. Shame. And the fears. Simply flow out of your mind and out of your heart. Visualize a gentle waterfall just washing over you. Splash. Clearing away all pain, grief, fear, and anxiety that may be residing in your heart space. Continue to breathe. Breathe deeply and quiet your mind. And let this love light flowing out of your palms both invigorate and rejuvenate this precious heart space of yours. Let your life spirit bring you the radiance and health you deserve into this magnificent heart space. Now breathe deep, 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 deep into this space. Focus and concentrate into this space. And with each breath, sending more and more love light into it. Feel this love that you have for yourself. Embracing this heart space. Breathe deeply. Watching the breath go in and out in this precious heart space. When this heart space is not in perfect health, the other spaces, the other precious spaces in your body are in total disarray. Out of alignment. So with each breath that you bring into the space, clear the other spaces in your body as well. Simultaneously with each breath, expand the energy field of your heart space into the other areas of your body. Breathe, and now expand. Breathe. Or are experiencing any pain in this space right now, in your heart space, you can gently begin to massage it in a clockwise direction, continuing to breathe deeply into the space while expanding it and merging it to the other energy fields and other areas of your body. It's not a mental exercise. It's a allow yourself to experience this love and tenderness for you with each breath. Breathe deeply and feel the love light entering all of these areas. Now, if you're able to, I invite you to expand this energy field of your heart space towards the spleen area below your navel. Focus it there and send it upwards, right up to the middle of your forehead. Pick it up. Take your time. As much time as you need to expand this energy. Be gentle with yourself. You don't have to force the energy field to expand. Not a mental exercise. If it expands gently on its own with a little nudge from you, then allow it. If not, you can always come back to this later, do it again, whatever works for you, because as soon as the heart is strengthened and healed, the energy field will move into other areas in your body, always. Just breathe, 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 and expand, expand, expand. You see, it's time. It's now time, now in this present moment, right now, it's time to completely let go of all the anguish that's been held deep, deep, deep in your heart. I invite you to bring to mind all of the situations and people who you feel have caused you deep hurt. Understanding that the hurt is your own. They did what they did. They said what they said. But the hurt is yours. The longer you hold on to this hurt, the greater is the power that you give away to the situations and those people that you feel hurt you. So, let's reclaim the power. Let's reclaim your power. Right now, by deciding, making a decision in this now present moment to not let the opinions of others color your own beliefs about who you are. Letting not their judgments or opinions of you make you feel any less about who you are. Because we know that you are a being of immense beauty, talent, intelligence, deep, deep honor, truth, love, and integrity. Let's just let go of these words that others have spoken to you harshly, without feeling. Let's let go of the actions that have caused you anguish, despair. Let's let go of all these situations and events that have brought you sorrow and grief in your life. Let it go right now. Just breathe. Breathe deeply in the love and out the anguish. This is time. This is the time. Because you are now ready, willing, and able to be completely healed by the power invested in you by the Creator, who creates universes, not just worlds, galaxies. This power has been invested in you. It's yours. You are abundant with this very power. No one can take it away. It's your legacy. This energy, that's you. This you know is true. Deep within your soul, this is your power. This moment, as you let go right now, no one can take it away from you anymore. Allow it. And if any tears should come, just allow them to fall. Just let them go. You don't even have to wipe them away. Just let them fall. These are the cleansing tears, the blessed cleansing tears, the tears that wipe away and wash away on their own all that's not needed anymore, any longer. So let them fall. Gently rocking yourself back and forth, side to side, around and around. Just let it go and embrace your own great love, your own tenderness, your own healing. Embrace the knowledge that you are the child. You are the mother. You are the father. You are the lover. You are the friend. You are the master, the guru. You are the angel. So be cleansed right now. Be cleansed. Be healed. Let go of the anger, the bitterness, the shame, the blame, the resentment, the pain, the anxiety. All of these things that cause tremendous imbalance in the heart space. No longer shall they drain away your divine power, your God-given ability to remain in the healing space of love, of joy, of passion, of truth. Let it go. And as you let these go, remind yourself of these powerful, powerful words. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Powerful words. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I thank you. Now, without any blame, rage, or negative energy, let these people and situations go who caused you hurt, sorrow. Let the events go that brought you grief and issues and problems, resentment. As the emotions rise to the surface, just release them and continue to breathe deeply until they subside, until they go away, until they just say bye-bye. Breathe deep. Deep. Go deeper than you ever went before. Allow it. Allow it. Allow this healing to occur. It can happen instantaneously. It's a promise from our Creator. If we just allow it, anything can occur. So fill yourself up right now. Allow yourself to open up and be filled with love light. This beautiful energy. Healing all aspects of you. I love me for who I am. My love heals me. I love me for who I am. And my love is so powerful that it heals me. I love me for who I am. And this magnificent love heals me. Breathe. Breathe it in. Seal it in. And if you desire, only if you desire to, you can choose to send a message of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion to anyone who has caused you hurt. You can do this right now. And if you choose to, gently bring those people and those situations into this heart energy field of yours. And speak to them gently and tenderly. Let the words come from your heart energy field, right in the space where you both are, and breathe. Allow. Breathe deep and allow. You're not worried about whether they are going to accept what you're saying. You're doing this for you. This is your healing. This is your time. This is your heart space. This is your playground. This is your altar. This is your world. Your love world. Because as you give out this light, this love light, as you give it out, you strengthen the power of your own soul. You reach the depths of everything that is. While you're here, if there's a deep desire deep within your heart that you know that you would love the Creator, the universe, to fulfill, make your desire known right now to the universe, to the Creator. And ask that this desire be fulfilled in a manner where it is the highest good and the highest purpose for all. Breathe and allow. Allow, allow. Receive from deep within the heart of the earth this beautiful love light into your heart space, strengthening and expanding it. Receive, allow, from deep within the heart of the Creator, love, beautiful love light enters your heart space, again strengthening and expanding it. And as you share, as you receive and you share your love light with all of life on earth, embrace all life. So that pain and anguish and suffering and sorrow is brought down to its zero point, or greatly diminished at best. So that grief and sorrow and shame can become a distant reality of the past. Embrace life now. Embrace life, all life, here on earth, right now. Embrace the earth right now. And breathe. Allow. Breathe. And even if you see your life as it is right now as not the very best or what you want it to be, the happiest it could possibly be, embrace it anyway. Embrace it because it is. your life. Embrace it because you can embrace it. Embrace it with gratitude, all the gratitude you can muster in this moment. Because you can breathe. Be grateful that you are even alive in this moment in time. This is a beautiful moment. Embrace it. Be grateful. So that you have this perfect moment, this opportunity to heal. To heal yourself. And to heal others. Because if you embrace your life right as it is right now, with gratitude, your life will slowly and gradually and surely change and become better. More deliberate, more positive, more fulfilling. Embrace this life right now. Now is what you have. I love who I am. I am grateful for my life. I love who I am. And I am grateful for my life. I really, really do love who I am. And I'm grateful, so ever so grateful for this life. Very gently now. Embrace your new self. And loving yourself, and while honoring yourself right now, you may open your eyes. Welcome back. Healing happens in an instant. And even though it does, sometimes in this life, we want to hold on to this adventure just because we can, you know. We want to listen to that roller coaster going up. And we want to hold on to the exhilaration of the journey down, screaming all the while. It's okay, though, because right now, in this conversation, this life conversation, we're allowing ourselves to do exactly what we're choosing to do without any guilt or any shame or any blame or any pain anymore. So just bite off just as much as you need to. You can always come back to this meditation or any meditation later. The point is that you do. That you take yourself deep inside yourself and say, yes, I'm the best of all the rest of myself. I'm better than I was yesterday. I'm better than that Ombasa and the one before her. Because the only person I can be better than is me. Hallelujah. So just relax and continue to relax. And we're going to go to break. And then we're going to come back with Sherry Marie, Revival of a Love Story. We'll be right back. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep inside my being, saying you're the story just beginning.
Revival of this love story. It is truly me. It can be no other than me. When you talk about your story, the most important story you could ever tell is about the life you are living right now. That's the most important story ever told. Are you ready to enlarge it? Are you ready to amplify it? And how will you begin to tell and live your life story right now, here in this red hot moment, in this now present moment? Are you ready to step into the imprint, the blueprint of your greatness, into your heart space? That's your altar. That's where you can go at a moment's notice. That's where the healing can begin and happen in an instant. So are you willing to play today? Are you willing to be on the playground full steam in massive measure? Are you ready now to put the small change away? Are you ready to play today? Today is the day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. I started this play movement, this passionately loving, appreciating you movement in 2011. Even though I love to play and I love laughter, I love this playing with life, playing in life. But passionately loving, appreciating you is the order of the day. That's the only way to play. It's the reality of play. The universe rearranges itself to accommodate our view of reality. What is your view of reality about your playground that you create all around you? Either by default or either by truth, it's going to happen anyway. Change is going to happen. Things are going to be created anyway. So why not take your purposeful will and merge it with the Creator and breathe your way into success in this lifetime? Play, the play event. I'm going to talk about the play events just for a second. The play events that we do, coming by the way of Soul Power Live, coming by the way of Play and Heal, coming by the way of any event that we do, it provides you your own tool belt to become the life artist that you are. It gives you what you need to fix up your own life, to recreate it, to restore it. And then, of course, you always will have this tool belt to do what? To share with your loved ones. So I'm going to leave you with that today on this playground, and I know I'll see you again next week, same time, same place. Be here or be there or be square. I love that. I love saying that. But anyway, I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you for sure. Big hugs, big love. Mombasa out. See you next week.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.